In Pakistan today, fundamentalist religious parties called a nationwide general strike. Demonstrators protested the war in Afghanistan and Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf's role as a key U.S. ally. Police killed at least three protesters and fired tear gas at demonstrators in the cities of Peshawar and Karachi. From Peshawar, NPR's John Burnett reports.
In an effort to co-opt the national strike, the government declared November 9th for the first time as a national holiday to honor the country's famed philosopher-poet, Allama Muhammad Iqbal. Most concern was focused on the anti-American demonstrations, particularly here in the Northwest Frontier Province, where sympathy for Afghanistan and support for radical religious parties run deep. In Peshawar's old city, they lifted their jihad signs in the shadow of the Mahabat Khan Mosque, built in 1630 by the Mughal emperor. Keenly aware of how quickly these protests can turn into rock-throwing, window-smashing melees, riot police gathered on nearly every corner. The protesters belong to a militant Sunni Muslim party known for its defiance of authority. A phalanx of headbanded leaders moved down the street, screaming into television cameras, with several hundred followers pressed behind them. The vanguard had already passed and was out of sight when it apparently encountered the bamboo police batons known as lathis. In an instant, the mass of demonstrators turned and stampeded.
Police lathi charge, use force against the demonstrators. Police is very much angry. Definitely they will use force.
Local reporters say there were lathi charges like this at protests in cities throughout the Northwest Frontier Province on Friday. A riot in nearby Nowshera resulted in 27 arrests and several serious injuries. There was little solidarity for the strike, however, among shopkeepers in the old city, who slammed shut metal doors as soon as the marchers approached. For traders like Anwar Siddiqui, the Friday demonstrations have become a once-a-week nuisance that's terrible for business.
We are personally opposed to these strikes and these demonstrations. No local person is along with them. They are only from the suburbs, or you can say from the madrasas, or you can say from outside. None of the local person is supporting them, none of the local person is along with them. So it means that all the shops have been closed out of fear, not out of support.
Friday's national strike was a tense day for the Pakistani government. The strike planners, a coalition of Muslim fundamentalist parties with only marginal national support, hoped to shut down the country and flex their people power. But in Peshawar, the marchers' fervor did not extend beyond the streets. In interviews, bystanders wholeheartedly condemned the U.S. war in Afghanistan as cruel and unjust, but they were not willing to direct that same anger at their own president. Khan John owns a small general store in the old city.
I think they will be captured by America. Nobody can capture the Afghanistan.
And what do you think of Musharraf?
He's a soldier man. He's a brave man. And he's doing best for the country.
If what he says is shared by others, Musharraf may be successfully walking the tightrope between domestic public opinion and his support for America's war on terror next door. John Burnett, NPR News, Peshawar.